teeth. And these boars, well, a sow will finally grow a big one, but you take an old boar, when he gets 6 or 7 years old, he may have them that's that long. And they'll come out here and they'll curl. And he can just cut a hog, another hog, he can cut a horse or a cow, just cut their stomachs open.
Mm-hmm.
I've known them down here, they've old big boars get wild or something like that. And boy, they'll just run, they'll turn their head this way and they run under a horse or a cow and just split their stomach wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen dogs that they'd catch a hog and if he ever got around in front of him, he'd cut him wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Now a hog can't turn without turning his whole body. He can't turn his head like a cow and a horse. But whenever a hog goes to hit you, he's going to turn clean around.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call them tushes?
Well, tusk and tushes are all the same thing. But T-U-S-K-S is really the right name for them.
Mm-hmm.
But some, they call them either way.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, we had a fellow that brought in a wonderful bar down there. He taken a champion.
Mm-hmm.
And a sow, an old sow had long tusk, and she had cut a big hole in his hip back there. And that's the first run-in I had with our county agent. And I had a friend of mine lives down in Hot Spring County come up and he says, Mr. says, you got a hog down yonder that's in bad shape. Well, I didn't know it. So I went down there and the flies was on him just to blow at him and had a big hole cut in him. So I started up to the office, see if our county agent was there. So here he came over and I says, Mr. I says, come here. I says, we got a hog down here that's in bad shape. He says, I don't have time. He's had something else on his mind. I says, Mr. I says, this is a valuable hog and he needs some attention. He says, I don't have time. So I went to another fellow down there, used to be our county agent, and he always had something to put on a cow or a horse or a hog or got hurt. And I asked him, I says, Mr. Poindexter, says, we got a hog down here in bad shape. And I says, have you got any kind of spray? He went and looked, he said, I don't have anything, only some household spray here in my trailer. I says, well, that'll be good. So we take down there and sprayed the hog. If we hadn't sprayed him by that evening when that man came in on him, that hog had been full of blows.
Mm.
But he went down there and we sprayed him. But our county agent, that was his first year in here, and he was just, well, he just didn't know. He was very, very poor agent, but he's a whole lot better now. So now he's, well, he gives you pretty good attention or if you go to him if you need anything. Now, last year we had a boy down there. And this same fellow that had the bar cut, he had a big male, and this other boy had a male, fine hogs. And he was in there showing them, and this boy was, I knew his mother and daddy when they were children, and I wasn't down there, because I'm in the cattle division, but it's all under one barn. And somebody come up there and says, well, Teddy Hill down there says his boar hogs cut him pretty bad, says he's in bad shape. So I run down there, and the boy there was laying there on the ground just white as a sheet and his leg was all cut here.
Mm.
Well, the boars had gotten mad. They will get mad. And when you, if you've been around a hog, an old boar, you just blow his mouth out of it and the foam would just be running out of his mouth. And that hog got mad at him. He just had a small board between them. And the hog knocked him down. He hit him in. He cut his leg. So they brought him out and sent him to the hospital and fixed him up. And his daddy, they called him. He come and all. But anyway, our county agent was pretty good help down there this time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only worst accident we've ever had there of that kind of a person get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any names for hogs that have grown up wild?
Well, there's any hog can make a wild hog, but there's supposed to be a regular, old, original pine rooter. Now, he's original wild hog. You've seen the pictures, and they're different breed a hog or a different breed. They got big long bristles back that way and they always show them a big long tusk and long pine rooter, long nose. They can drink out of a jug.
Is that right?
And now that's really the wild hog. But a tame hog can go out in the